Hello, Creekview with Source.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Yes.
Hi, Chris. It's Jesse with Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, great. I don't know if you recall, but we spoke last week about Google Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's funny. Oh. I was just saying to my wife, probably not even 15 minutes ago, I'm like, man, I need to go with that Google Guaranteed. Because I keep getting all these leads from Angie's, and I you know, it's $50 a pop, and I keep calling, and I'm not even getting estimates, and the estimates I'm giving, I'm not getting jobs. And I was like, man, this is, if I added up all the money I'm putting into this, it's just a waste. But
yeah, oh my gosh, I'm so glad. I mean, it definitely will be a much different experience with Google Guaranteed, you know. I mean, really, it's just, think of it like this. It's like, Chris, Google is the biggest search engine out there, so you better believe that they're going to have the best lead generation service, right? Mm-hmm. That they're not going to mess around when it comes to that type of thing. They don't want, you know, I guess the same problems that, like, Angie's and HomeAdvisor has, you know, with their company and their dealings. So, so you talked to your wife about it, and was she kind of on board with it too?
Oh, well, I don't know if she's on board. I just told her, yeah, but yeah, I told her, you know, if you think about it, if I'm getting two jobs out of 10, that's $250 a job.
Right.
And, you know, it'd be a lot cheaper. This other one, I'm not running all around. I'm not calling 100 people. People are calling me. They're setting
directly.
Up, they're calling me, they're setting something up, and there's not like five different contractors calling them, and they're trying to decide which one, but.
Right. So I, remember last week we talked, as far as like what you would want to be listed under, right? With flooring or general contracting. Was that correct? Just refresh my memory a little.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, so
for pro or yeah, something like that.
Or general, yeah. So I, like I said, I had gone through the floor pro, you know, as, like the subcategories, and of course you can be listed for any type of flooring, right? But with the general contracting, basically the only other one you would be able to be listed for would be a subcategory of other. So it definitely, I know that sounds a little vague, but people, when they search for you, you would come up for like flooring, you would come up for it, but you're not going to be coming up quite as often as if you did floor pro. So
just kind of came to that conclusion. Yeah.
Okay. So now is that something that you want to go ahead and move forward with then? I mean, basically all we would be doing today is just the $250 application fee. Again, that's the one-time fee. You never pay that again. Then the application process is still going to take about 4 to 6 weeks, right? So the sooner we get that going, the better. I think I explained a little bit of the process of what that is. So basically you're going to submit your licensing, insurance. Now, you need to submit just a Social Security number for the background check, as well as an ID. And they'll walk you through all of this. You just need to be able to get 5 5-star reviews. Again, those can be from anybody. Now, as far as the background check goes, it's actually going to be coming to your email from a different email. So it's not, just to kind of explain, it's not going to be coming from Google or from Local Splash. It'll be coming from a company that's called, like, oh, gosh, let me verify the names 1 second of what that might be, because it might be something that you want to write down. Sometimes people forget, you know, that it's not coming from us or from Local Splash, and they just kind of miss the email. But let me check the names on those 1 second.
Yeah, I'm in a store right now, so I can't do a whole lot. But,
no,
but
it's fine.
I'm trying to get everything straightened out because, like, I've been doing some stuff with my online listing there, trying to get a lead in and bury I've got this one negative thing I can't seem to get rid of. They said I sent 3 20-year-olds to do the project and they messed it up, and I have one employee right now and he's not even 20. I can't seem to get that. They won't take it off.
Are you talking about on Google itself? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, on my Google Maps listing, I got this one person that gave me a one-star review and said all this stuff. And I looked through all my records. I can't find anybody by that name. And they said that, like, they called me and told me about their concerns, and I didn't even care. And I never do that. I can't sleep at night if I have a customer with issues. I'm up all night tossing and turning and trying to figure out how to deal with it.
As far as that goes, Chris, the Google Guaranteed account would not be connected to your Google Business Profile. I mean, every once in a while it, like, connects, but it's not like a guaranteed thing for everybody. So that's not necessarily something that you would have to worry about.
I thought
about
you said I had to have five-star leads, which I know I have that many on Google right now. I already have more than five-star leads.
So the 5 5-star reviews is it's actually a link that we send you, and then with that link you just send those to 5 people that can give you a review. So it doesn't come from your Google Business Profile. Those reviews can literally come from anybody. I mean, it'd be nice if they were from previous customers, but I mean, your wife could leave one, you know, anybody could leave one, really. So that's not something that would come from your Google Business Profile.
To be clear.
But let's see here. So did you want to just go ahead and get set up for the $250 then, and I'll set you up for the client interview?
I'm thinking maybe one more week, and I'll be ready.
Okay. Is that for any particular reason?
I'm just I've got a project I'm going to finish up. It's another gym floor project in Detroit, and then that's going to give me a little more funds to, not that we're broke, but I'm just warming my wife up to things, and I guess that's what I already know. It's something a direction that I want to go. I'm just kind of easing up to it and not just jumping in, because I do that a lot. And then
definitely.
I'm already sure that it's what I want to do, and that it's kind of a no-brainer compared to what I'm already doing and what that's all about.
Yes,
but I also know it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks from, if I give it another week, then I'm adding 4 to 6 weeks to another week. But
right. Well, that's why
I'm not in no big hurry to get going on it. So, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. And it's definitely, I mean, it's not necessarily about being in a big hurry. It's just, you know, cause you can take this process as slow as you want. Right. I mean, 4 to 6 weeks is just a time frame, but it doesn't mean that you have to be rushed while you're doing it. I mean, it's just mostly about, like, at least starting the process, right? Because that it just takes some time. And then adding another week, because as of right now, right, it's, October 17th, it would push you into, like, mid-November. And then, you know, if it takes you a little bit longer, maybe possibly to get those reviews or just to get the stuff submitted, you know, that kind of stuff can push it back, right? So, but that doesn't mean that you're rushed, right? Like, if you wanted to get it all done super quick, then yeah, definitely. Like, you know, submit all the stuff as fast as you can. But since you're not wanting to do that, then I would at least suggest getting the application fee going, And then we can just start working on that, right? We can start working on getting you a website, putting that together, because, again, that does come with a fully customized website, you know, and just getting that stuff up and running.
Okay. And then the other thing I just thought of, so what the other thing I'm getting into is going to be, so I'm going to put down like the $250, and then there's going to be a $975 deposit, and then once that's gone, we'll be paying for the leads. But on top of all that, will be a $200 a month fee for you guys, like kind of running things, right?
No.
$200 a month plus the.
So let me go over the price again. So the $250 application fee, that's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. Now, after the 4 to 6 weeks, or depending on how long you, you know, things kind of go, let me go ahead and give you the price of what that is. So, 1 second. Okay. So, it would be... Okay. So, yes. So, it's $974. Now, Chris, I don't know if you've ever had, like, a prepaid credit card. You know, basically okay. So I like to explain this basically like a prepaid credit card. The 974 is just for 13 leads. It's what's required for the minimum budget, right? But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to pay 974 every month unless you're taking on all 13 leads. So let's just say after the first month, right? After you pay that 974, after your application is processed, your Google guaranteed account is up and running, you pay the 974. The following month, if you only took on one lead, it would subtract $74.67, and then you pay back into that. So you pay the $74.67. And then, you know, let's just say the next month after that, right, you, let's say you took on two leads. Let me do the math for that. So $74.67. The following month, let's say you took on two leads, then that would be $149. So you're not going to ever pay more than the leads that you're taking on. There's no extra fees for us on top of that. It would just be after the 4 to 6 weeks, it would be the leads that you're taking on.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So, yeah, that sounds good. Maybe you could call me tomorrow. I've got a short day tomorrow.
Okay. Okay.
So you want to call me maybe around noon or so?
Okay. Yeah, so I definitely will call you around noon. I mean, I don't want to bug you. I mean, I called you a little bit last week, and I wasn't able to get a hold of you. So if I don't reach you at noon, I'll just try again. Is that okay? I just don't want to bug you or anything. So
yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll also just send you again, Chris, my extension and phone number, so you have it. So for some reason, if you get a moment and I haven't called you yet, you can just go ahead and call me. Okay.
Yeah. So I wrote your number down and I wrote the extension down, so I have that in my folder that I carry with me all the time. So I do have that because I was, I've done planning on getting this going.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited for you, Chris. I know you're really going to love this program. So I'll go ahead and give you a call around noon tomorrow. We'll get you set up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.